Okay, so we are in the middle of the dirsh. I want to do some more of the dirsh shoes. We are in the middle. We did last time that fascinating minhag to hold the Sefer Torah at the time when you mevarech the new month. It's on page Resh Pei Aleph Simin Tov Yud Zayin. Comes after page 560. The last thing that we did was dirshu number 4. Okay, so let's continue. Let's do the second paragraph. Okay, let's go over the second paragraph of number 4. I am on the right side of page Resh Pei Aleph. There's a number 4, and I'm doing now the second paragraph after number 4. Minhag ze shel achzakas sefer Torah bizman birchas hachodesh kosav shel tshus afarska. We did this little danya she'ein lezalzel bo chas v'shol mishum shu minhag shenoagu avosein miyolam. It's an ancient minhag to hold the sefer Torah when you bless the new month. The afma sefer Torah nitzrach leminyan acher kedei likroi boy v'yeish b'zeh tircha dit tzibura. We discussed last time, even if the sefer Torah is not available in a minyan factory, and the Sefer Torah, you already learned from the Sefer Torah, and while you were learning the Haftorah, another minion came and took away your Sefer Torah, so you don't have a Sefer Torah for Birchas HaChodesh. You gotta wait until you get back the Sefer Torah, so you have a Sefer Torah to hold when you say Rosh Chodesh, so and so will take place on this and this date. This happens sometimes. If you've been in those type of shuls, this could definitely happen. You forgot. Sometimes, when it was very common, even they say the wrong haftarah. That happens every so often. And the minyanim, they're not paying so much attention. Small minyanim, they say the wrong haftarah, and then they wake up at the end. Wait a minute, we said the wrong haftarah, he already made the bracha. What do we do now? That's a separate issue. So 99% of the time, you don't have to say over the haftarah. As long as you just, anything you learn from Navi is okay. But let's say they forgot to recite Berachas HaChodesh. ואם שכח אלוהים מספיק לחודש וכבר יחזיר את הספר תורה לירן הקודש כוס המקור חיים שאין לחזור ולהוציא. You should not take it out. You should not take out the Sefer Torah on account of this. Oh, that's what he says. Elo yivarchu es birchas hachodesh b'loy Sefer Torah. So, b'dyeved, you can do it without a Sefer Torah. But v'hoisef, sheba'oifin ze odif, as you said, loy mar es birchas hachodesh b'tfilas mincha. Acharei kriyas ha-Torah lefnei hachzora Sefer ha-Torah l'mukam. Now, in today's times, in Flatbush at least, it's a very difficult thing because almost count the people in shul that are planning to come back to this shul for mincha. Everyone today runs around. He daven Friday night in one shul, he daven shacharis in another shul, daven mincha in another shul, narav in another shul. The average person is like that. I mean, I know you. That's not traditional. You should hold to the one communal shul. So, if you forget to say Birchas HaChodesh, and now, okay, everyone come back for mincha, how many of those are going to come back for mincha into this shul? And that's what Pashat HaYim have a minyan. It depends where you daven. So, but he says that would be the ideal thing to do, to come back from Mincha and not take out the Sefer Torah again.
Who holds the Sefer Torah? Are you talking about the
Chazan? The Shatz. The Shatz, the one that says Rosh Chodesh.
The Chazan holds the Sefer Torah?
You give it over to him. So there are different costumes. When you say the Yiratzon, I think the minig is you don't hold the Sefer Torah, but someone else, the one who got the Galilah is still holding the Sefer Torah, he stands up, or someone is holding the Sefer Torah, and then when the Shliach Tzibur says, or takes it to say, Rosh Chodesh Nisan Yiyah B'yoyim HaRishon, he gives it over to the Shliach Tzibur. That's what
so,
he should
so
do.
That part when he announces the day of Rosh Chodesh, that's called Birchas HaFayim.
Yes, yes.
It's not the Yiratzon.
No, it's not the Yiratzon.
Because the German Jews, you know, they have this click now, go back to the old Minhagim. They, in their book, they don't say
the Yiratzon?
Rabbi Hamburg is
that? Yes, yes, yes.
He says they don't say Yiratzon.
Interesting, okay. The Iker is to say the day. Rosh Chodesh Nisan Yiyah B'Yom HaRishon HaBodim L'Toyva, and then they say Yichadesh Shayu. That they for sure say, I'm sure Yichadesh. But Gesundheit. But Yiratzon Mechon, okay. Yiratzon, okay.
What?
It's a very nice Yiratzon. It's a little Yiratzon. It's a lot of a chazon to make the parnasa from saying that Yiratzon. Today Chazanus has come back a little bit, so that's a big thing to go hear a cantor say the Yiratan. I was once in a place where it took a half an hour, literally a half an hour for him to say, for the Shat to say the Yiratan. Everyone knew in advance. So you're coming here to hear the Yiratan. Most people who showed that many, and most already davened, and they just came to hear.
Yeah, they want to hear it.
David Kozovitsky davened in the conservative shul, and Emmanuel, people used to daven earlier.
And then we'll go to the shul to hear it. And the same shots he did for the Berachos HaMedina. How does it start? I know it's in Shul HaMelachim. I'm sure that's it. It's America. America. And then it goes. What? Medinas Yisrael, right? So he spent quite a long time on that. That was also a very big production. But in any event, it says here that the Shliach Tzibur must hold the Sev. Let's go to number five. Go to number Vishana Muberes. This important halacha in a year that's Muberes to a double Adar. Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Kishvorachim, Sechodesh Adar, Kosta Kamon, Sheba Adar Rishon, Yeshlam Adar Rishon. It's not Stam. When you bless the first Adar, the question is, do you say Rosh Chodesh Adar? And let people figure it out that it's only Adar Rishon. And when it'll come to Adar Sheni, then you'll say Adar Sheni. But now, one, the Shad should just say Adar. No, it is proper to say Adar Rishon. Uvesheni Adar Hasheni. Next, number six. We learned that last time. Last time you mentioned that you should say Menachem Of. Yes. That's what we learned that in the Dirshu. We learned that in Dirshu number, look at number one. We did that last time, and that's a chiddush because it's not really part of the name. We mentioned that the names of the months have significance. They're holy names. They're Babylonian names. They come from Golus Bavel. So you would think when you stay there, you append a prefix, a pre-word, Menachem Av, you're violating whatever the name is. It's all in the name, right? There's an expression. It's all in the name. When you go and you start playing around with names, you're getting into trouble. So who says one is permitted to say Menachem Of? Or who says one is allowed to say Mar Cheshvan? The name of the month is Cheshvan. We append Mar because it's a bitter month. There are no holidays. That's not the only reason. The other reasons why it's called Mar Cheshvan.
Somebody told me that Mar in ancient Greek meant eight. And eight means after Nisan, it's the eighth month.
Interesting. The eighth month of
another guy who knows Greek said no.
It's the eighth month. Mar Cheshvan. Who says one is allowed to add a prefix or a word before the month? It's all in a name, right? You go and you have a child. Child is born. You give the child a name. It's serious business. Even to add titles. There's a very big debate among contemporary Rosh Yeshiva if it's proper in a ksuba to add titles. Let's say the girl is the daughter of a big tzaddik, a big Rosh Yeshiva. She would say, she would say, Akala HaBasula HaMehulala, so-and-so, whatever. Bas Merenu Harav. Should you add titles to the name of the people that you are referring to in the Ksuba? So some do and some do not. Some are very makbid not. The Ksuba, it's a document. It's a business document. Okay, it's really what it is. But still in all, Minog Yisrael, there is some sanctity to it, whatever that is, and you should just keep the names simple. The name of the Kal is Sarah Bas Avraham. So write Sarah Bas Avraham. Don't write Sarah Bas Mareinu V'Rabbeinu Hagoyim Adam Mufursim Manoidu Basharim Rashnu Bahad Avraham. It's not proper. What?
I've seen an announcement.
Yeah.
At the other extreme, they give the whole Yichus of the Father, and it says it's Habita. Does it even mention her name? Chayisar Rishmero or what? Just her.
Okay. There are different customs. I just want to point out that there are...
That's just an announcement.
Yeah,
that's
just...
There are different customs when it comes to a name, how a name should be expressed in various ritual documents.
Probably is best to keep things as
simple as possible. Some will tell you now. Some will tell you that the ksuba is nothing more than a very plain a business document, and there's nothing wrong with being mechaved. You can give someone a kavod under the chuppah, and you can say something nice about someone. So why not? I don't know. This is debated by very great people. What should be done? But the point is, the names of the month is a story in and of itself. They're not Jewish names. They're Aramaic names. But just because they're Aramaic names doesn't mean that they're simple. There's something to it as well. And when you're blessing the month, you're doing something very holy. You're giving sanctity to the month, whatever that means. So who gives you a right to play around and say Mar Cheshvan? Who gives you a right to say Menachem Av? Maybe saying Adar Rishon is also not proper. It's Adar. There's another month, for whatever reason, we have to pay another. So that will be the Adar Sheni. But this is the Iker Chodesh Adar. This is Adar. According to most of the commentators, the first month is the Iker. You have a double Adar. We commemorate Purim in the second Adar for an entirely different reason. That's a whole different story to itself. That's a Gemara, but that's not the Iker Adar. The Iker Adar is Adar Rishon. So who gives you right to say, Adar Rishon, we're going to downplay the significance of this month, it's only the first month, and the second month, that we'll call Adar Sheni, because that's going to be... Who gives you the right? You're doing something very holy. These things are significant. No. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, the prophets tell us, Av, Menachem Av, Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan, Adar Rishon, even though it's a little bit of a pegima to say Rishon, you can say Rishon, Adar Rabbi, you should say Rishon, people should know what's going on. The main reason why we give sanctity, this really goes back and touches upon the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh, Birchas HaChodesh. There are two reasons we learned in the Mishnah Berurah. Number one, you have to know when is Rosh Chodesh. Remember to come early to shul, davening starts 25 minutes earlier on Rosh Chodesh. Make sure you come on time on Tuesday, right? Make the announcement on Shabbat. Some people only come Rosh Chodesh to shul. They're busy, they work, they can't come to shul every single day. But for Rosh Chodesh, they make it their business. So you make an announcement. Rabbi said, don't forget, this Tuesday is Rosh Chodesh. You know, the Olav Yavo when benching, you know to come early. That's one reason. The second reason we learned in the Mishnah Berurah is because the month in them concludes a whole set of holidays. If it's Adar, you have Purim. If it's Nisan, there's Pesach. If it's Sivan, there's Shavuos. You have to know what's coming up. It's a preview for what's coming up in the future. So if you're just going to say Chodesh Adar, person can be misled to think, oh, it's Chodesh Adar, so Purim is going to be on 15 days from now, 14 days from now. No, it's Adar Rishon. Purim is in a month from now. So when you say these things, you're also bringing out Menachem Av. You're not just, oh, it's a Chodesh. You know, this month is a month of mourning, and we need Nechama. Mar Cheshvan, think about it. There's no holidays in this month. The whole month, you're going to go by 30 days, you're not going to have any significant holiday. There's something to it. So when you pad the name of the month with titles, it leans more to the reason why, the reason, the purpose of being Mevarech L'Chodesh is to inform the Tzibur not just what's going to happen Tuesday, but what's going to happen the whole month, the theme of the month. That's what it appears to be saying here with this idea. Let's go further. Okay, number six. Before we announce the day of when Rosh Chodesh falls, Kasva Shari Ephraim Vamakor Chaim V'Orech Hashulchan Shenochin Lodas Esman Hameduyuk Shel Hamoilid. Maybe we'll do some of this as we go through the halachas. We'll go into the details of what exactly is the moilid, how it works. But you have to know that. What is the moilid? The moilid means the moment of time when the moon is exactly between the earth and the sun. The moon rotates around the earth every 29 and a half days, approximately 29 and a half days. When the moon is at the extreme opposite, that's when we have a full moon. Then we see the sun is shining on the moon. But when the moon, I have a home from Dafio, maybe I'll bring it in. Yeah, I gotta bring it in. I have my whole model. I have a model. I paid $25 for it. Piece of garbage, but at least it works. I got on eBay. Yeah, I have a really good one. I have a really nice one. We have from Masechta Rosh Hashanah. We bought it in Daf Yomi. So maybe we have an opportunity. I'll bring it in. But what is the moilid? The moilid is when the moon is in between the earth and the sun. And that is a universal moment. It doesn't make a difference if you're in America or if you're in Eretz Yisrael. The moment when the moon is perfectly in between the earth and the sun happens at one point in time for every single person on the entire earth. comes to sunlight, sunrise. So sunrise for me is not the same time as sunrise for someone living in Eretz Yisrael. It's not even the same sunrise as someone living in Boston. Just go 200 miles away. You're already in a different place where sunrise is at a different moment in time. But when it comes to the moilat is when the earth, the moon is perfectly aligned between the sun and the earth. That's the same exact moment for every single person in the world. And therefore we announce, and whose man do we announce? We announce in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is make sure Eretz Yisrael, you don't get mixed up between daylight savings time and not daylight savings, because some of the calendars make that mistake. And the truth is, the moilid, okay, we have to go into this, and the moilid is not accurate. The moilid that's printed in most calendars, what?
Where is Larry when we need it?
Is not accurate. We believe that there, we'll see. Hope.
Even though there's no trouble right now, you forget daylight savings, whatever. 6 to 7 hours.
You announce
ahead of us, right?
Right.
6 hours.
You announce that the moilah will take place on Monday in Yerushalayim. The moilah will take place on Monday, like with the moilah in Yerushalayim at 3:40 in the afternoon, and this at least five halakim after 3 and 5 halakim.
Most of them they announce in Marshall, not about here in Israel. They don't announce Yerushalayim.
They don't know, they're announcing. They're reading from the calendar. Yeah. They're reading, and the calendar is understood from Yerushalayim. Yes.
Yerushalayim.
Some of the better Gabbaim say it will take place in Yerushalayim. They say Yerushalayim. They make it clear, yeah. Because since it's a universal time, let's go further. Why? What's the big deal? Who are you? Chodesh means a month. It doesn't really mean that, it means renewal. Renewal. When is the new moon? The new moon is Chodesh. Who al Shema Chidusha Shel Halavana Shua Moilid. The Yarech Hashulchan Hoysim Shabizman Shabazdin Hoyim Makachim as a Chodesh al Piaria Lohoyu Makachim Beloy Shayedu Esman Hamoilid. That Bizman Shabazdin, this touches back on what we learned on last week. What's the one of the other reasons why we Makadish Halavana? The third reason? It's a reenactment. It's a zecher for Kiddush HaChodesh. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, the new month would be established by Bezdin. Bezdin would receive witnesses who testify they saw the new moon, and Bezdin would get up 10 people. There were 10 people. There had to be at least a Bezdin of 10 people. It's interesting to have a Bezdin, because you have to have a lead. Normally Bezdin is either 3 people, or it's going to be 23, or it's going to be 71. But this is a Bezdin of 10 people, because it's a Bezdin of Kedusha. And they would announce Mekudesh HaChodesh Mekudesh. And they would not sanctify the new moon, the new month, unless they knew precisely when the new moon appears, when the moon is perfectly aligned in between the earth and the sun. They had to know. And since Bizman Hazeh, when we are Mekadesh to Chodesh on Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, it's a zecher. It's a reminder of what used to be Bizman Shabbos Hamidosh Chayim. We do things as much as we can, possibly similar to the way they were Mekadesh. And since the Bezdin had to know this man, the Mele, we also should know this man. And that's the reason we learn why they hold the Sefer Torah. That's why we all do it. So we learned last week. The reason why we hold the Sefer Torah when we mevarich the Chodesh is because it says in Taisvis, in Masech the Brachos, on Daaf was Lamed Ches, that let's say the Bezin was missing 10 people. They did not have a Bezin of 10 people to mekadesh the Chodesh. They would take a Sefer Torah to supplement, to compensate for the missing part of the Bezin. That's where also it comes from, the idea, if you have only 9 people, you have a Chal and a Chumash. That's a discussion in and of itself, but there's a Makar for this. They would take a Sefer Torah. So since it's done, that we don't even have a Bezin, we have nothing. So we take also a Sefer Torah. We also try to compensate for our loss by holding on to a Sefer Torah as well. But again, yes, that's what we learned last week. Yes, Bezin, if they did not have 10 people, they would compensate by taking a Sefer Torah. So we also take a Sefer Torah in our hands. That's one reason. Another reason we learned the Mishmur was because it's Ma'arik Havana. We should be Mechaven. It awakens when we are Mistalo. After we Mekadesh the Chodesh, we say Yechadesh Shehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olinu HaKol Mabes Yisrael L'chaim U'L'Sholom. It's a very powerful tefillah. And being that we want to have Kavanah when we say it, we actually hold the Sefer Torah in our hands. Think about it. It's even the holy Yom Neron. Do you ever hold the Sefer Torah besides what we do the whole year round? Yehallelu and Shema Yisrael. What do we do called Kol Nidre? We hold the Sefer Torah. The Shatz doesn't hold the Sefer Torah, though.
Two people.
On the side. The Chashuvim of the Tzibor they hold, but not the Shatz. The Shliach Tzibor does not hold the Sefer Torah anytime special, to my knowledge, right?
No, that's correct.
The Shliach Tzibor, the Tzibor on each side, but the Shliach Tzibor is not holding the Sefer Torah, and all we do is we open the Aron. We open the Aron to Minu'i Rachamim, to awaken us, but we don't hold the Sefer Torah.
No, but the two people hold. Two people.
Kel Mole Rachamim. Right, the Kel Mole. So by Yiskar, the place that I've been by, that's regular. I'm saying there's right. And then I understand, but there's nothing special in the Yom Nerayim. Think about it. There's Shema Yisrael. You take out the Sefer Torah. Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokim, Shem Echad. Gaul Hashem Iti, and Yehalelu. Okay, those three expressions we hold the Sefer Torah. Kel Mole, we hold the Sefer Torah. But I'm talking about something unique. Tell me a unique tefillah where we hold the Sefer Torah. We don't. Even Tkiyah Shofar, so the Baal Tekeh and the Shatz do not hold the Sefer Torah. It's just there. Mm-hmm. It's just there on the Aron. It's there by the Bima, with the people. No one's holding the Sefer Torah. The only time you have a tefillah, besides the ordinary tefillahs of Shema Yisrael and the Galu and Yahalu and Kilmole, is Rosh Chodesh, benching. Not even on Rosh Hashanah. Not even on Yom Kippur. There, the most we do is we open the Aron Kodesh. Mm-hmm.
Could it also be that it's the Torah that authorizes us in HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem?
Interesting idea. Doesn't say that here, but that's an idea. That's a novel idea. The Torah will give us the count. The Torah gives us Torah b'Shemayimi. It gives us the koyach to mi mekadesh zman. That's a very powerful idea. I like it very much. But it doesn't say the Mishnah Berurah. We learn it. It's ma'oyer two reasons. Ma'oyer kavona, and it's because of zecher for the bezdin that used to do this in this fashion. Okay, let's go further in the dirshu. So you have to know exactly the time of the moilet. Now here he goes on. This can happen. The tzibur, the next paragraph, number 6, paragraph number 2, the tzibur, she'en lechem luach, luchadoyim, ever happened to you? Go to a shul, and they don't have a luach. Like it's happened in the mountains, in the country, you go to some, and they forgot to take a luach with them. And they don't know when is the moilat. The einem yoidim ezman ha-moilat. What do you do in this situation? Kos ha-shari Ephraim, she'en lechem limonem milverech ha-chodesh. Even though you don't know, it's okay, you can still make the announcement. Kevan she'ikur inyin birch ha-chodesh hu she'yedu be'eze yoim Chal Rosh Chodesh. The Iker is to know when is Rosh Chodesh. Uch Shemavarchem Es HaChodesh B'chutz Li'aretz Kosef HaGoyin Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukatinsky. Okay, he was a Goyin Otzom. He was one of the big Paiskim in Eretz Yisrael. He was a what? On Avelus, correct. And also he is the big Mechaber on the international dateline with the Chazon Ish. He has a different opinion on the Chazon Ish. Some people follow his approach, some follow the Chazon Ish's approach. Someone goes to Hawaii, go to that part of the world. You take one Mahalach. Many people, they follow the Mahalach of Michil Michal Tikutinsky and with regard to the international dateline. And as you said also, it's very big Halacha Sefer on Dini Avelus. Sheyesh Lechem Lohidia Esman Hamoylu Kifi Hanitfas Beluchos Le'eretz Yisrael. You have to make the announcement based upon the Jerusalem time when, because again, it's universal. Bolinia will go into these more detail. I'll bring in my model, we'll see. And we'll go into this, but it's a universal event. It's an event. The moon is now in between the earth and the sun. So that happens at a time. One time when Eretz saw that time. Now you can think, we'll go backwards, what time it is in America. Next, Yaldin Zesh, Kiddush HaChodesh Hu Be'Amida. Oh, what about Amida? Why do you stand when you Mekadesh? Everyone has to stand. Well, still, the Sefer Torah is up. I think that's isn't that the obvious reason why you're standing? Because someone is holding the Sefer Torah. Yaldin Zesh, Kiddush HaChodesh Hu Be'Amida, Higshe Be'Agoyish Ruki Ve'Eger. Sha'adaraba, Bimishna Mashma, Shekidash HaChodesh, Chayyabi Yeshiva. It's Mashma since one of the three reasons why women Makadesh to Chodesh is where it's a Zecher, Tobizman Shabbos HaMishri Yekayim, and there was Kiddush HaChodesh, and there it's Mashma. You have to go to the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah, they sat down, it was a Din Bezdin, and Bezdin does it sitting. Bezin sits when they do official work. Ubier hadas tayro al pima shakosav eshkol shekidish levana, and that's why kiddush levana. Another thing he's bringing in over here. What is a partner, a twin? Not a twin, but a partner to kiddush achaydish. Kiddush levana. Everyone kiddush levana. Did you guys deliver on last night?
No.
I did it.
Yeah,
what?
Last night.
Late. He had to wait a couple of minutes later. What?
A couple of minutes?
Playing games last night.
Who was playing? What?
The moon was playing.
Playing games.
Games.
But if you waited long enough, it came out. No, it wasn't. It was hard to get it right away. But by the time he got home, it was already out. I mean, it kept going in and out. And I turned to page 44 in the back. 44 in the back of this Sefer. He continues. So he writes, it is on the bottom, 44.
Top.
But 44 on the top. He's going back. Where else do we count? We're not counting. Chodesh Azel Lochem is comparing to Sviras Ha'omer. So by Chodesh Azel Lochem, when Bezdin he holds his in the Sefer HaEshkol, he says Kiddush Levana is similar. Has to be done standing. Why? Because Kiddush Levana also is a reenactment of Kiddush HaChodesh. And Kiddush HaChodesh, it says the word HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. So what? Oh, it also says the word V'dinei K'mois B'Sriyas Oymer Shel Gabei Kosev V'Sartem Lochem. It also says the word Lochem. Now, why is Sviras Oymer done standing? And we all do Sviras Oymer standing. Because it's Mehachel Chermesh Bakama, when the new crop begin in the standing grain. The comma means the standing grain. The grain is standing. So since we begin to count Svira from the time that the crop begins to blossom, Mehechel Chermesh Bakama, we bring the Omer on the first day Pesach. And that is called the new crop, the comma, the standing grain. Oh, it says the word comma. That's a trigger, an indication, a hint that we should say the Svira, which is counted from the comma, also standing. So we're going over here many layers. We're going deeper and deeper. We darshan comma standing coma to stand up. So he gives us here a fascinating reason. Again, let's review. There is something called Sviras Ha'omer. And Sviras Ha'omer begins from the time we bring the Omer. And the Omer is called the comma. And comma means comma. And once we know that Sviras Ha'omer is then standing, then Kiddush HaChodesh also should be done standing because it says there Lochem, just like it says Lochem by Sviras Svartem Lochem. Now, that's Kiddush HaChodesh. What is an outgrowth of Kiddush HaChodesh? Two things. Kiddush Levana and Birchas HaChodesh. Because Birchas HaChodesh also is an extension of Kiddush HaChodesh. Bez Din sanctified the new moon every month. We reenact this by doing two things. Kiddush Levana, we sanctify the new moon when we see it, and we also Birchas HaChodesh. And just like it's a given that Kiddush Levana we do standing, so because of this whole long reason, this whole Chagadya, we also do Birchas HaChodesh standing. Tiritz Noisef, another reason, because of Shal Shuzik with Moshem, Shakavon Shachne Shirosh Bezdin Oimem Mekudish be Yeshiva, Kuchol Psak Din Shiesham be Yeshiva, Hoysam Mitzvas Al Ha'om Loma Mekudish Mekudish, Uvada Shaham Shahoy Mokem Moshe Bezdin Omdu. How was Kiddush HaChodesh done? The Bezdin sat. Enochen Ami, that's what it says in the Gemara. They sat. A Maisa Bezdin is done sitting. But the Tzibur would come to observe. And they stood. And after the Bezdin would say, Mekudesh HaChodesh, the witnesses, they were standing, the witnesses were standing, the witnesses, and everyone in the audience would stand and would say three times, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Everyone ever go to a wedding, certain people by their wedding, there's certain minhagim, Mesadrei Kiddushin, after the Chosan puts the ring on the kala and says, "Harei at mikudesh libitabas zo kedas Moshe Yisrael." The Mesader Kedushin says, "Mikudesh." The Kodesh, the Kodesh, the Kodesh. Same thing. It's also another, and everyone standing around says Mekodesh. Just like Bezdin says Mekodesh HaKodesh, everyone responds by saying Mekodesh, Mekodesh, Mekodesh. People who are standing around the Chasam Kala after the Maisa Kedushin is made respond with the words Mekodesh, Mekodesh, Mekodesh. Notice wedding is done also standing. It's very interesting. Why is that so? Why is the chuppah done standing? Why is the tabas given to the kala? You never went to a wedding where the chos and the kala was sitting.
Yeah.
Never heard of this. Ever hear of this before? Never.
No.
Why? I don't know why. Why should it be done standing? You think, I don't know, should be sitting. You should know what you're doing. When you're standing, you say, I don't know what I was doing. I'm just standing around. I got married to this woman. I didn't pay attention.
Standing is tied to kedusha.
Oh, so that's where it really comes from. Mekodesh, Mekodesh, Mekodesh. Exactly. Exactly. So when Bezdin was Mekadesh to Chodesh, they sat. Maisa Bezdin. It's a Maisa Bezdin. But the tzibur that participates in the sanctity by responding Mekodesh, 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 stands. So we, when we reenact what is happening, we're not reenacting the Bezdin. We're not a Bezdin Bezman Hazeh. We're reenacting the tzibur's response to what the Bezdin would have done had there been a Bezdin Bezman, had there been a Bezdin. So we are reacting. Meila, we stand. We are reenacting the Mekodesh, Mekodesh, Mekodesh element of what Bezdin. That's what Rav Moshe says. Let's just finish up this number. The Rabbi also goes for the shuk, my mitzvah lulav is sukkah. Shalachatkila yesh lakam be'amida. Sukkah and lulav. How do you make kind of mitzvah? It's a sukkah. Sukkah and lulav, you stand. When you make the bracha on the tilas lulav, you stand. The ha'isif. Well, that's before. That was a different approach. It also says that, but he's not focusing on that. He's not saying that. The Hoyzer of Moshe adds, "She itochin she'achrei shamach ha'am pa'am achas mekudesh haya bezdin." He doesn't explain. He just says other many mitzvahs were done standing. Lulav is done standing. There is something to standing. He doesn't explain why.
But
Hayisif.
No, but the lulav it says Pasha Samuel Kachtem Lachem.
Yeah, but why? Why do we stand? When we take the dalamin. Why do we stand?
Right, he said, you came
again. That's an idea. You're saying a drush. You're saying an idea. That's an idea. That's not said here in the paragraph. Yeah. To sit. I don't know what he means.
In the sukkah?
I think what he means when you make kiddush. I think Rav Moshe means the bracha is to sit in the sukkah. But when you make the bracha leishay basukkah, when you make kiddush the first night, you're right. Sometimes you make it sitting. In the morning you make leishay basukkah when you make hamoitzi. But at night you make leishay basukkah when you make kiddush.
Because I read
kiddush. Well, some people make kiddush sitting, some make it standing.
In the morning you don't.
Some you didn't.
So those who make kiddush standing make the bracha leishay basukah standing at night.
In the morning you don't say leishay basukah over the bar.
No, you say when you make hamotzi.
But you said you already did the mitzvah. If you're sitting before you make the bracha, until it says leishay basukah, it's over lasiyos, and you're supposed to be standing and then you sit down. So there's a whole dibur how you do it by kiddush, because if you make it, if you sit down.
Well, first of all, how do you make? So first of all, do you make kiddush sitting or standing? There are two minhagim.
Right.
Some people make kiddush. The Bnei Torah, they make it. Everything sitting.
Right.
Hasid, they make it standing.
Right.
Everyone today is a crossway. Everyone is confused. I grew up with Litvish Shahar. My father always made kiddush standing because my father's father made it standing, and my father's father was. Pretty much Hasidish, so he followed all the Hasidish and Minhagim. So it's very strong, like Muzdavar Pasha, you make Kiddush standing. My father didn't wear a strangle, didn't wear Bekesh, didn't wear Garto. Yeah, that's most people are like that. Everyone has this mix.
People then stand, then sit.
Right, that's the simulation of a sukkah.
People's...
No, right. Friday kiddush.
We've got to do this in the minhagim, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
But by night, when you make a kiddush, by night sukkahs, you say leishah basukahs without the hamotzila.
Right.
Saying it over the bar.
Oh, that's exactly what I was referring to. So he's saying, why are you making the bracha leishah basukah, which is even a bracha to leishah is to sit, you make it standing.
You make it standing and you sit. But
don't you sit a little bit?
You make it standing.
You sit.
When you say leishah basukah, you sit down.
No, you do?
You have to make the Shachar. You could, yeah. And then you get up and you say the Shachar Yonu after that.
Right. I'm not familiar. I just remember that you make the Kiddush. On a regular Friday night, do you sit down?
Yes, when I drink it, I sit. When I drink the wine, I just.
When you make Kiddush Friday night, would you sit or stand?
No, I stand.
You stand?
Yeah.
And when you, after you make the Bar-Priya Gofen, do you ever sit down before you go into wash?
Yes, no, when I drink the wine.
You don't?
I do.
You're only standing, you make Bar-Priya Gofen,
and I go wash.
You go wash. And you're sitting on Sukkis, you sit down first. You sit down. Okay, I'm not familiar. I'm not aware. That's what you do. Continue doing what you're doing.
Friday night, I take another shower.
What?
Another shower. Friday night, and I sit down.
But you're still making the bracha. But you're still making the bracha standing.
Yeah, making the bracha standing. Yes.
You're still making the bracha leisha basuka standing.
Yeah.
And then you sit down.
I
think I sit down and make the bracha.
You sit down before you make the bracha. Okay.
When you start the bracha.
When you start the bracha, you're already sitting. Okay.
So, I remember reading this whole thing about the Mekka Shabbos Sukkah at first, and then you sit down, you make the Mekka Shabbos Sukkah, sitting Mamash.
Right.
Some say Mekka Shabbos Sukkah doesn't mean to
sit. It doesn't mean to sit, it means to live in the Sukkah. To live in the Sukkah. Okay, let's go further. Let's conclude this. V'chayisiv she'itachen shachrei she'amu ha'am pam achas mekudish ha'yebezin o'im ha'am pamayim mekudish b'amida. And Moshe is saying a tremendous chiddush. He's telling us the way it worked in Zman Shabbos and Shayikayim. One thing is certain. When the Bezin said mekudish ha'chodesh, the Bezin was sitting. That's a ma'isa Bezin. A ma'isa Bezin is done when they're sitting. There are 10 people. It appears there are 10 dayanim. Not 23, not 71, not 3, 10 dayanim, because it's a ma'isa davasha b'kedusha. A davasha b'kedusha requires 10 people, and also it's a milsa that requires pirsum. That's another. Pirsume milsa. The people get confused between these two inyanim. There's something called a davasha b'kedusha, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, and there's something called pirsume milsa. Where is the nafkamina? Noshim. 10 women cannot establish a quorum for a davar shabekedusha, but 10 women can establish a persume milsa. And that's why there is something to an idea of 10 women learning the Megillah together. It's not done today because whatever, you can get into whatever. Enough said, you understand. But there's a taisis. There's a davar shabekedusha. There was a very big rabbi. I don't tell you the name. It was under a lot of pressure to decide. Women wanted to make a minion.
Women's prayer group.
Only for Megillah. Women's prayer group. The halacha. There are guidelines. It's pretty much. It's not going to go. It's not. Let's put that aside for now. It doesn't go. But al pi halacha, Shulchan Aruch, 10 women reciting the Megillah. There's heavy duty makoros that adarabah. It's the right thing to do. It's okay. It can be done. It's just not done. Why is it not done? It's not done. There was a heavy duty Orthodox rabbi that was very, very accepted among all of us. This goes back about 25 years. They were under a lot of pressure to allow in his institution a women's Megillah reading on Purim night. And he just didn't decide. He just said we haven't done it. The end of the day was, after all the pressure, we have not done it until now, and we're not going to do it now. We're not going to, because he didn't really say it. It's very obvious why. He just doesn't need the headache. But it's not because of halacha. Al pi halacha.
Correct. Why can't you tell us the name of the rabbi?
I don't want, because I don't want to, maybe I'm not saying the right rabbi. I'll tell you privately.
It's the day after Yom Kippur.
But, so here, so Rav Moshe is telling us an incredible chiddush. So I want to bring out this point. We have here, Kiddush HaChodesh, there are two dinim in Kiddush HaChodesh. It's a Maisa Kiddusha. You're giving Kiddusha to the month. Sanctity. Number two, you have to be mefarsim. The whole world has to know that today is Rosh Chodesh and not tomorrow, not yesterday. Requires pirsum. Therefore, you need 10 dayanim. So 10 dayanim would say, Mikudash HaChodesh. The audience was, they would respond according to Rav Moshe, they would respond twice. Mikudash, Mikudash. And then the Beis Din would reply, Mekudash. And Moshe says an incredible chiddush. When the Beis Din would reply, Mekudash, after the Tzibur replied twice, Mekudash, they got up and they stood up. They stood up. V'hoisef. This is an incredible chiddush. Oikos avshuj, v'hoisef sheyitochin. It's possible. It's very likely. The Olam said one time, "Mekudosh." Hoyu habezdin oimrim im ha'am pa'amayim. The bezin would respond the next two times together with the tzibor, "Mekudosh ba'amida." So even the bezin would stand when they would say, "Mekudosh, Mekudosh." So certainly us, bezman hazeh, when we are mevorich mekudosh, which according to one of the three reasons is a reenactment, a zecher of how it was done. Bizman, we're also going to stand. They would blow shofar. That was part of the process. It may very well be that the actual sanctification mikudish hachodesh was done by yeshiva, but when they blew shofar, it was done by amida. So our reenactment of saying mikudish was done also by amida. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll take a little break.